It is a solo episode. Here we are. I haven't done this in a very long time, but it's always cool to do this every now and then, do solo episodes. And I think the timing was right. I'm still orchestrating the guests for the next episode, and I don't want to reach out to another guest until I get this guest. So I'm focused on getting this guest specifically and having that discussion, and then we'll move on to the next one. So that's the to quickly explain the delay in episodes. That's why. And that's why I thought, you know what, to hold the listeners over in the meantime, I'll do episode 66 solo. And I actually do have a lot of things just individually to talk about anyway. So I felt, why not? This is perfect timing on all fronts. So this won't be a very long episode. I'm sure you're probably looking at the total minutes for this and being like, oh yeah, he lied. But it shouldn't be a very long episode. It's more of just a quick catch up as to what I've been up to in the background behind releasing Mugencast episodes once a month has kind of been my cadence. I've fallen off with that recently, unfortunately, but we're going to get back on it. I think I have some good guests in mind. At least I still need to reach out to them, but I have some good guests in mind for the rest of 2022. So I want to finish strong. I definitely want to finish strong. But hopefully, actually, before I dive into this, hopefully you guys have enjoyed the last couple of episodes. That one with Will was a really special episode to do. I think his perspective on things was great, very insightful, and just an all-around inspirational person to be around and to speak to. And hopefully it was inspirational to listen to as well. And then before that, I did the episode with Kia, which was in the making for years. And I wasn't exaggerating that. That was literally in the making for years now, and it finally happened. So that was very, what's the word? I was going to say liberating, but it's more, it was just fulfilling to do. It felt nice that I was able to check that off my list of people that I want to have on the show. And the episode turned out really, really well. At least I thought so. Hopefully you all thought so as well. So I was really happy with that one. And then the next episode, hopefully, is going to be an individual that's already been on the podcast before, but I kind of wanted to tackle things from a different perspective with them. And we'll see how that works out. But hopefully that's the next episode. But this week's episode, this month's episode, rather, for August. And I know this is releasing super late into August, but is what it is. This month's episode is going to be diving into a few things that I've been doing, like I said, behind the scenes, and just generally how life has been going as the year has progressed. I mean, we're coming to the end of August now, so yeah, 2022 is two-thirds of the way done, which is kind of crazy to think about. But this has been a pretty interesting year. I think this has been this is probably the busiest year in recent memory. I mean, even for the transition, the other podcast that I do, make sure you check that out, the transition underscore pod on Instagram, or you can just search the transition wherever you listen to your podcast. Go check us out, Alex and I. But even the transition, which is the easier of the two to orchestrate because it's just us sitting down and having a good conversation and rolling from there, even that podcast has fallen off in the past, 3 to 4 months, because we're both just so busy. And it's not that we don't want to do the podcast. It's just you don't have the energy to do the podcast, honestly. And I think Mugencast was in that same vein. It's starting to revert back to that, and I need to stop that. But it was in that same space a little bit ago, and I was like, okay, it's time for a renaissance. It's time to reboot this in a meaningful way. And I definitely put together a few episodes this year that I am proud of. So that's always a good thing. But let's dive in with the summer. What have I been doing throughout the summer, since summer's almost over now? I actually had a few photo projects to work on behind the scenes or in conjunction with my other regular professional work. And those were all really fun experiences, but I think I found my limit in terms of how much photo work I can take on in conjunction with a regular job, in conjunction with releasing podcast episodes, in conjunction with practicing photography, in conjunction with doing all the other things I have to do as a functioning adult. I've definitely found my limit, because I was wrapping up days and then having to jump into photo work for a few hours, and my brain was just fried. And then also planning all this stuff to make sure it goes off smoothly as a one-man army was was pretty, it was a good challenge. It's a challenge I was thankful for, of course, because it was a lot more photo work and opportunities than I thought I would have this summer. But it definitely was challenging. And I had to step back and think, okay, wow, this is a little difficult. Now I have so much more respect, not to say I didn't respect him before, but I have so much more respect for Gajan, for Jason, Roman, you know, individuals that have been on this podcast before, Ulysses. I have so much more respect for them to the way they're able to do these larger photo projects, these larger video projects, and pull them off and deliver them at such a high quality, at such a high rate. It's pressure. It's super, super pressure. And what I did was nothing near their levels, but it was a lot more lower. But just to make sure I can deliver things in the way I want it was taxing. And then also making sure I have enough time to practice outside of just doing the professional work itself, because when I have to get paid by a client to do something, that's not the time to practice doing that thing, right? You have to do that beforehand. So making sure I'm well acclimated with my tools, making sure I'm well acclimated with the environment I'm going to be shooting in, making sure I have a solid kind of understanding as to what those photos need to look like, what goals I'm trying to achieve with them, the overall mood, the composition, the ambiance, the color, all that type of stuff that goes into making good photos. It's a lot to balance in your brain when you don't have as much time to plan those things as you would like. And putting together photo shoots in like a day or a couple days or something, or a few hours whenever I could squeeze the time in, it became very difficult. But thankfully, I think everything went successfully. I didn't have any negative outcomes with any of the photo projects I was a part of. So that's a very big blessing. Thank God that happened. But I did have to take a step back and think, okay, how can I do this better in the future? And I think I can get better in a few ways. One of which is probably planning these events, or not even events, but these projects as far in advance as I can, and mapping them out immediately. I did get caught in the procrastination malaise a few times, unfortunately, where I was just busy with other things, or I was just being lazy, in all honesty, and I didn't do things when I was supposed to. And then once that deadline hits, or once that project is right on top of me, then I have to scramble and figure out what I'm going to do. And that's never a good position to be in, because I never want to be the photographer that is lazy up front and fixes it later. You want to be the person who's prepared up front so things are easy later. I remember one of the shoots I did, for a part of the shoot, I didn't have my white balance dialed in the way I wanted it to be. So I, like, half of the photos for that photo shoot were just bleh. And of course I can just adjust white balance in post, but the things like that, I don't want to have little mistakes like that. And really what that is growing pains of starting to get deeper into photo work and taking on more of it little by little by little. And I guess experiences like that are a good thing, but definitely not things I want to repeat. So that's one thing I learned. Another thing I learned was and I've heard photographers say this all the time, and it's very true, and it's being selective about the work that you take on in the first place. Thankfully, all the work I took on this, over the past few months was work I wanted to do. But in the future, as I start to kind of scale this thing a little bit, and I'll get to that in a second. Actually, that's another point. As I start to grow this business a little bit more, I want to make sure I'm very targeted with the clients that I'm working with, and making sure that I'm putting together projects that have specific purposes, specific reasons, and has a defined end goal that I'll be pleased with. Because the bandwidth that I have is pretty limited to do anything, personal work or professional. So on either side, no matter personal or professional, what I'm doing, I just want to make sure that it's worthwhile to be doing. Outside of just the financial reasons, I want to make sure that it's something I'm excited about, something I think that has a legitimate purpose and is meaningful enough to be done in the first place. So, and that's the second piece. But to circle back to the whole scaling thing, one thing I have been excited about and I was very happy about was that I think I saw traction in my photography work this summer of that, okay, I am good enough to do this. I'm good enough to deliver high quality images to be used both digitally, to be used social media wise, to be used to sell products, to be used for individuals' brands. I worked with professional organizations this year, which was a really cool. It's just cool experience, just cool experiences really that validated me in that area, which felt really good for sure. And I, because of that success, I want to continue going with that, but doing so in a meaningful way. Of course, like I said before, just a second ago. So I basically took August off in terms of photo stuff. I didn't try and get any new clients. I wasn't doing any outreach or anything like that. I just kind of stepped back and relaxed, essentially, and just recovered from June and July, where I felt like I was just going 100 miles an hour in terms of photo stuff. And I felt like I always had something photo related to turn around, because the overall cycle for these jobs kind of overlapped on one of another. Like I was maybe a full week into one project, and as soon as that week was ending and photos were delivered, I had another one starting up, and then another one starting up, and it's like, oh my goodness, this is getting crazy. So yeah, it's just growing really for the future. And I think, like I said, it's really just growing pains, but it's all positive for sure. Well, not all positive, but for the most part, it's positive overall. My favorite shoot that I did throughout the summer, though, was for Only Light Brand. So if you just type in Only Light Brand the exact same way I just said it, I'll probably put in the show notes as well, doing their a candle collection for them. So product photography, but it gave me an opportunity to really style like a set and craft a photo set around that styling, which was really rewarding and also very challenging just mentally to be able to put all that stuff together. And you're just so uber focused on composition, on color, on just all the aspects of photography, and you don't want to mess up because you have, you know, X, Y, and Z amount of products to knock out and you only have a few hours to do so. You really have to make sure you're on your game. You have to make sure your focus is crisp. I'd never manual focused that much back to back to back to back to back as I did for that shoot. It was like 3 hours, I think, I spent shooting and styling at the same time. And it's taxing. It really is taxing mentally. I didn't realize how much I relied on autofocus until that photo shoot. And I was like, wow, okay. Shout out to the people who use manual only, because it really is, it's different. It really is different. And the photos came out wonderfully. I was really happy with their outcome, but I was drained after that photo shoot. But once again, definitely would do it over again. And I'm probably going to be working with that brand in the near future, so I'll have the opportunity. But I was like, oh my goodness, this is crazy. And then also using natural light for those images, it then became a challenge of like, okay, I only have two and a half hours max in the middle of the day that I can get the look that I'm going for. So how can I maximize that? How much pre-planning can I do before the actual timer starts so that I can deliver this in the window that I'm allotted? So it was a challenging photo shoot for a lot of reasons, but very rewarding for even more reasons. So that was my favorite, in case you were curious. And some of those photos are up on my website, forevermoving.org, if you'd like to check them out. Next thing on the docket, where have I been going with my own personal kind of art, I guess you could say? And that's across photography, podcasting, you know, all that different type of stuff. And I don't necessarily know right now. I know the type of work I would like to make. I think I'm kind of heading more in like a fine art, like themed shoot, very, very, very meaningful shoots that don't happen super often, I guess. Like, I think that just kind of fits my life right now. Doing a photo shoot maybe once every, like a personal shoot, once every month or two, that just has a really defined purpose and has a lot of kind of moving parts to it. Like, that's my sweet spot. Like, if I can knock out, say, 6 or 7 of those type of shoots over the course of a year, like, that's a successful year for me. And to get some really nice images that I'm happy with, that's successful. And I'm not there yet, but this year was definitely a step towards that. I think I had maybe 2 shoots so far in that vein, and I'm looking to do a third in the next, probably in September. I'm looking to accomplish a third one that's going to be kind of in that same realm. And that's really rewarding to do. And I would like the podcast to also follow suit with that. And I think, honestly, I think the podcast is already there. I think I'm making meaningful podcast episodes. It's just staying consistent and doing it and finding the right guest to fit that. So I think I have that formula down. So that's good. But in terms of the my own personal work, like that's the next step of just doing more of that, planning more and executing. And one shoot that I posted some things of, but I'm actually probably going to get a print of this shoot that I did with a few friends of mine. It's dubbed the New Danger shoot because it was based on Mos Def's album New Danger. But anyway, that shoot was it gave me the opportunity to think out what it's like to curate a look. What it's like to have a meaning for something, have inspiration, curate a look around that, curate a shoot around that, a mood around that, and then execute it successfully. And I definitely could have done better with that. I think styling wise, I could have done better, but it was decent execution on my part there. And then photography wise, my friends like killed it. So that was nice. They picked up my slack. That's the goal. I need more of that, I think. And it's allowing myself to be inspired enough, one, to do those type of photo shoots, like giving myself that time to step back and think of like, okay, what meaningful things do I want to create right now? Because ideas just kind of come to me, but they only come to me if I allow myself to be in that headspace. If I'm working on a bunch of different things going 100 miles an hour and not giving my mind any time to kind of wander, I'll never have the ideas to do certain things. And usually it's consuming other forms of media is where I get my ideas. Like I'll watch a movie or I'll see something on social media that really inspires me, and I'll just get a whole kind of concept around it, and I just kind of run with it from there. And I've had a few ideas that that came to me in that same vein that I haven't executed yet, and hopefully this next one that I do, it's pretty easy. So that's going to kind of add to this list, but I want that to be consistent, like 6-7 photo shoots each year, really meaningful, really interesting, that are all print worthy. And I think what I'm going to do from there is probably open up a print shop, which is going to be really cool. And but before I open up said print shop, I probably one thing actually that's on that kind of roadmap to get there, I need to get into film photography. I need to buy a film camera. It's official. I need to make that happen. If I want to make meaningful work, I would prefer to probably do it on film. I think me working with digital in certain instances, unless the shoot really calls for that, is probably like just me being lazy. And if I want to be intentional with the work and be intentional with the art, I probably should do it on the more difficult medium, the more quote unquote meaningful medium historically, which is film. So I need to learn that. That's going to be, you know, a 6-7 month process. So I honestly need to buy that film camera fairly soon. Maybe that'll be my birthday gift to myself. But then from there, I can really start to dive into the print world and what that looks like and how the different options I have there and how those different options can correlate to a meaningful piece of art. And then from there, I'll open up, you know, probably a print shop at some point in the future. So that's a goal for myself. So, you know, on one side, I'm trying to do more meaningful work in terms of brands and collaborations and working with people and things on that side. Then I want to also push my personal work by going into film, by going into more themed photo shoots, more meaningful photo shoots that kind of have a distinct creative direction, then culminating with probably a print presence and putting those out and just going from there. So those are probably my two major goals for 2023. Because I don't think I'm going to be able to execute either of those in 2022, just the way life is looking. So those are kind of next year's goals that I've been kicking around in my head, but I haven't given myself enough space and time to really dive into those. So I need to get better at that in the next few months. And that actually brings me into the very next topic, which is time management, that's been the thing that has eluded me the most this year, managing my time successfully. And I think what it is, I just haven't been able to set enough boundaries with my time that I have allotted to me to do the things I want to do. Sometimes you feel bad when you have to, no, I can't talk right now. No, I can't hang out right now. No, I can't do X, Y, and Z. But if I want to accomplish these goals, and if these goals are meaningful enough to me, like, it's going to take that. There's just not enough hours in the day for me to adhere to everyone's, you know, wants and needs and X, Y, and Z's. So people kind of have to just not get that sometimes, and that's a hard thing for me to do. I'm definitely a yes man. I'm definitely a people pleaser, but it it just can't happen. I have my, even aside from my creative goals, just life goals and other achievements I would like to get to. And I just kind of have to have those at the forefront at all times, and everything else kind of just falls off to the wayside. And it sucks to say that, but I think as you get older, if you're not already old, but maybe since I'm turning 25, as I'm starting to get older, I'm realizing that there is no other option but that. And it's just finding a way to deliver that news to people that is challenging to me. So need to get better with that. Need to get better with reclaiming my time and being okay with doing that and realizing that that's not a malicious thing. It's just a necessary thing. So that's really the thing with time management. I think for my own sake, I don't really slack off too much. I have maybe like one day a week where I kind of like bleh. And not even usually for the full day, it's just a piece of the day. But for the most part, I think I'm usually always doing stuff. And of course, a professional career to kind of be building up as well, parallel all of this, which is, it takes up a huge amount of time. It's always like it's a daily chase. It's a daily chase for sure. So that's time management, how I've been doing with that. Probably on a grading scale, I give myself a B-. I think with the amount of things I've had thrown at me this year, the time management hasn't been bad, but overall it needs to get better. And what else do I want to dive into? So I'm actually looking at my list right now, and getting new guests, I more or less already touched on that. And then actually, let's dive into that. And this will be the last topic. I'm already over 20 minutes. So getting new guests for the podcast, what I have in terms of in mind is getting guests in specific, like subject matter experts in their specific discipline, coming in and discussing universally applicable creative concepts. That's kind of it. Graphic designers, painters, writers, anything, right? Digital nomads, digital creators, like of any kind, coming in. They have their specific thing that they're really good at, giving them the ability to talk about that in a meaningful way, share things that they might not be able to share on their own platform, and then based on that discussion, segmenting off to talk about whatever X, Y, and Z creative kind of theme that I have for that episode, or just overall theme, not even creative theme, but just life theme and life lesson. And like I said, I think that's been going well for the episodes that I have done, but because I want it to be so specific, I don't have a nice pool and pipeline of individuals from which to pull from. And honestly, one of the things is I don't consume enough art. I don't consume enough creativity myself to be inspired enough to reach out to these people or be inspired enough to have ideas. And this is what I was talking about before, letting my mind wander. Like for me as an artist, I don't know if I like call myself an artist. For me as a creative person, sometimes I need to have space to get inspired. And sometimes inspiration will just hit me even as I'm doing mundane things like washing the dishes. And, oh, I just had a good idea. That would be great. But overall, like if I really want to get into this and immerse in this like I want to, I need to give myself time, the key word here, to be inspired, space to be inspired, and consume meaningful work that inspires me. And one thing I've realized I need to do, I haven't been doing it well, like all the kind of BS content that I consume, it needs to be cut out like completely. Like anything that is just kind of brain dead YouTube blah videos, vlogs, all that type of stuff, I don't have the time to consume that. I sound so pretentious. I just shouldn't be really consuming much of that anymore, just from one, my own mental health probably, and secondarily inspiration wise because I get very little inspiration from that. Whereas I watch a Mike Gray photo video kind of session and I get massively inspired. I watch a talk with Will, his TED talk, and I get massively inspired. I watch a Valandis video and I get massively inspired and I have a lot of cool ideas. So I just have to make sure that I'm curating my information diet, my content diet in a way that it's just going to result in me getting ideas and me being inspired and me being propelled forward. And then the secondary thing it does for that, and this goes back to the podcast, is that it lets me come in contact with a bunch of artists a bunch of creatives, artists, whatever, that would be great for the show, right? Just based on YouTube recommendations, based on Instagram recommendations, you're going to come in contact with people's art and subsequently the individuals that create that. And I'm like, oh, boom, perfect guest for the podcast. So that's how I want that to work. Ideally, that's like that's the final goal. And getting there really isn't that hard. It's just being more intentional. And sometimes when I, you know, relax, you don't want to do things that are intentional. You want to do brain dead things. You want to turn on Netflix and watch like nothingness, or turn on YouTube and watch nothingness. But I just have to make it so that the things I desire are that kind of not upper echelon, but that elevated content that has more substance to it, rather than the lowest common denominator content that just is, you know, flotsam, just floating out in the interwebs, if that makes any sense at all. That's something I need to pay attention to. So there's that, and that's going to go a long way in helping me get guests and have a specific, like, you know, 20-30 people that I know that I need to be reaching out to and constantly pressing, so I can, you know, shake a few of them loose each month, set up some podcasts, you know, and go from there. I only need to do one of these a month. They do take me a while to do, both in setting up the time, recording, then sitting down and editing them, and, you know, re-listening to it. It takes a little bit, especially balancing it with other work I have to do, hence why I only do one a month now, not even in recent months. But at least I'll know that those individuals are very that they're perfect for what I'm trying to do. And one industry, I guess, or area I'm trying to break into now is YouTubers. I want to get a few YouTubers on the show to talk about their experience with that platform and just overall what that is like. Because I have so many questions. Because I don't think I would be able to be successful on that platform whatsoever. Because just one, off the amount of time it takes. And two, just the level of quality it's reached now. I mean, YouTube videos, even if they're stupid, are tend to be very high quality. I would love to talk to individuals who are in that space and just hear their experience with growing and sustaining and all that type of stuff. So that's one kind of area. I also want to get more into the anime world. I want to talk to anime, maybe creators, maybe mangakas, maybe reviewers, just people who are in that realm. I want to do more things with them as well, because anime is just a massive passion for me. And honestly, I think in terms of content that I consume that inspires me, that's probably top of the list. There's this anime I'm watching right now called Call of the Night that just has the most amazing color palette you've ever seen in your life. Like, it's insane how well the color design is done on this show, and things like that inspire me, just give me ideas. So I want to break into that a little bit more. So yeah, I have ideas, I have plans, and that's a good thing, that I'm not just kind of floating in the ether trying to figure out where to go with things. Like, I know what I would like to do. Now it's just a matter of, okay, please do that, right? Like, just do the steps to make that happen. And I think this summer was a great step towards ultimate goals, but of course ultimate goals are just going to keep shifting. But I think I'm poised to make those things happen in 2020 and 2023. I really think I can, especially if I start messing around with film from now. Granted, film is ridiculously expensive right now, so I'm going to have to learn fast. But that's a discussion for another day. So overall, things are going well. A busy summer, crazy summer, and a successful summer at the same time, both personally, well, less so personally, but professionally, and then also creatively, I think have been like both of those kind of went in good directions. And of course, the world is still in a terrible place overall, and that's always difficult to deal with. But in terms of those other two avenues, things have been going well. So that's Mugencast episode 66. That's my quick catch up as to what I've been doing behind the scenes, in case you cared. It's been a while since I've done one of these, but I felt it was time. I needed something to fill this gap anyway, and I think this podcast is going to do that. So you can listen to this for the next few weeks until the next Mugencast episode comes out, and hopefully it's going to be a good one. Like I said, I already have a guest in mind. It's just a matter of getting schedules synced up. I know they're super busy, so I don't want to push them too much, but I definitely want them to be on the show. And then then we'll just keep going from there. So it'll probably be a while until I do one of these solo episodes again. Maybe I'll do one towards the end of the year as kind of a wrap up. But until then, thank you for supporting the podcast. Thank you for supporting me. If you do, if you don't, that's okay as well. But I hope you change your mind about it. And yeah, I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.